Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. Please look at the announcements. There are a number of things that are going on. Just a couple of things to highlight. One is next weekend, or next Saturday, is Christmas Eve. So we will not have our regular Saturday service. Instead, we will be having our Christmas Eve services, which are at 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock. And then on Sunday morning, Christmas Day, we do still have our regular Sunday morning worship service at 9 o'clock. So that's our weekend schedule for next weekend. And today then, after Sunday school, we do have our Christmas feast. I think there is food. So if you'd like to join us, you're welcome to do that. All right, are there other announcements that need to be made? Anything else? I do want to say thank you to Zoe Innocenti for directing the program, and for the high school kids that helped lead it. So thanks to them. If you see them around today, give them a thanks. All right. We begin then with our gathering hymn, O Come Little Children, and we'll sing verses 1, 2, 3, and 4. Please rise. Thank you. We begin this service in the remembrance of our baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed is he who comes as King, who comes in the name of the Lord. I will hear what the Lord God has to say.
A voice that speaks for peace.
Peace for all people and for his friends.
And those who turn to him in their hearts.
His help is near for those who fear him.
And his glory will live in our land.
Blessed is he who comes as King, who comes in the name of the Lord.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a troubled and penitent sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities with which I have offended you and for which I justly deserve your punishment. But I am sorry for them and repent of them and pray for your boundless mercy for the sake of the suffering and death of your Son, Jesus Christ. Be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Forgive my sins. Give me your Holy Spirit for the amendment of my sinful life and bring me to life everlasting. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for you. And for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. Amen. We pray at the lighting of the Advent wreath. O Jesus, Son of Righteousness, rise in our hearts and enlighten us with the brightness of your coming, that we who rejoice in the sure word of your promise may not be put to shame at your coming in glory. Through your mercy, O God, who with the Holy Spirit live and govern all things now and evermore. Amen. We light four candles today and we sing four verses of Light One Candle.
Thank you. Dear Jesus, Dear Jesus, help us here today to tell the story of your birth, of how you left your home in heaven to save the people on earth. Amen.
When God made the world, everything was very good.
Adam and Eve were the first people on earth.
Adam and Eve disobeyed God. Because they sinned, Adam and Eve had to die.
All of the people in the world have sinned.
God loved all the people of the world.
God planned to save people from their sins.
Our Heavenly Father promised to send Jesus to be our Savior. Jesus was born on the first Christmas.
Jesus is our Savior and your Savior too.
Something in the stable, I really cannot see. There's something in the stable. Here it's
Long ago, one holy night, angels filled the sky with light. They came to bring good news of love to men on earth from God above.
Christ is born, the Lord of all. Find him in a cattle stall.
He brings true peace to men on earth. Oh, praise God for the Savior's birth.
The shepherds heard this wondrous story, heard the angels singing glory. Glory to the Lord above, for God has shown to all his love.
Please join us in singing Infant Lowly, Infant Holy, number 44 in the Green Hymnal.
In Bethlehem, the angel said, "You shall find the Christ child's bed."
The shepherds hurried to find him, then they hurried fast to Bethlehem. They found him lying on the hay, just as they'd heard the angel say.
I watched him there, the baby Jesus, sweet and fair.
Please join us in singing "There's a Star in the East," number 645 in the Blue Hymnal.
Shepherds were so very glad for the visit that they had.
They told the people everywhere about the Christ child lying there. They told the people how they went to see the Savior God had sent.
They thank the Lord, and so do we, that Jesus the Savior came to be.
Please join us in singing "Silent Night," number 65 in the Green Hymnal.
Thank you.
God wanted all the men on earth to know the story of Christ's birth.
He sent a star with special light, a star to shine for Christ each night.
Far in the east, the wise men stood and said, "This star means God is good."
A new king God has sent to earth, let us find his place of birth.
They traveled then a long, long way to find the place where Jesus lay.
They were so glad their gifts to bring to Christ their Savior and their King.
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh they gave to him who came their souls to save.
They thanked the Lord, and so do we. No. They worship him, Lord of all. The heavens and earth, this baby small.
Jesus, since we love you, we too have some things to give you.
Dear Jesus, we give our hearts to you. Dear Jesus, we give our hands to you. Dear Jesus, we give our voices to you.
Dear Jesus, we give our time to you. Dear Jesus, we give our offering to you. Dear Jesus, we give ourselves to you. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to tell the story of your love. Bless and keep each one of us until we reach our home above. Amen.
Please help us in singing "Take My Life and Let It Be," 406 in the Green Hymnal.
We continue with the confession of faith. Please rise. In Christ you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In hope and anticipation, we pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Holy God, ruler of the house of Israel, rule also in the lives and the works of your people of this congregation. Give us your word and show us your glory. Look with favor upon all who seek to be your disciples in this place. Come with your outstretched arm to redeem us, Lord, in your mercy. Reveal your light to those who dwell in darkness during this season. Awaken all creation to the hope of new life through your promised coming, Lord, in your mercy. O King of the nations, the ruler they long for, unite all people under your glorious and gentle rule. Teach us the things that make for peace. Come and save us, whom you formed from clay, Lord, in your mercy. Prepare a way of safety and security for children to grow up free from fear or threat. Establish prosperity in every land that no child may go hungry. Lord, in your mercy. Deliver the hope of Emmanuel, God with us, to all who suffer loneliness and despair. Send your spirit to accompany those who long for your healing. We pray especially for Wade Bolting, Sandra Heil, Mark Skybe, Lynn Magura, Bernice Geffert, and the families of Peggy Logging and John Wilkerson. Lord, in your mercy. We give thanks that you welcome the saints into your eternal dwelling place. Train us to look forward to the day when you come to dwell among all your people for all time. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, we entrust to you all for whom we pray, confident that you will fulfill your promises through Christ our Savior and Lord. Amen. We continue with the offering. You may be seated. Let us pray. O mighty one, you have done great things for us, and holy is your name. Bless all we offer you, ourselves, our time, and our possessions, that through us your grace and favor may be made known to all the world. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, come, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Please rise. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. And we pray that in your mercy you would strengthen us through this gift in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Our closing hymn, Holy Child Within the Manger. As you go forth into the world to serve God with gladness, be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Go in peace and serve the Lord.